All right. Question one. Do you think people in recovery often give up too early? Yes. Just yes. I guess they do. Before it truly gets better, easier. I'm currently 4 days binge and purge free. Congratulations, which is a huge win for me. And I catch myself in thoughts of it will never get easier. I just need a relief and nothing hits the spot. The bloating feels uncomfortable. My face glands are still swollen. I know I have to push through because I always have give up this uncomfortable point. And if I give in to the urges, I will never experience how life really is. But oh man, it is hard at the moment. That is part of the experience and it really sucks. And you're at this point right now where, like, imagine you're lost in the woods and it's really dark, it's really confusing, it's really scary, and there's this urgency to go back to where you came from in the woods and just give up. And little do you know that just a few yards, or maybe like 10 or so yards, enough yards that you wouldn't see it. There's actually a clearing, and you're gonna get out of the woods, and it's right there, and you're way closer than you think. Thank you, Bacon, that they like the shirt, but you just can't see it yet. That's the point. And the problem is that people, they work so hard, and this is like the worst part, and then they give up. But if you can go through this part, this really intense valley, then you're gonna come out the other side. And I think if you don't go through this, you're gonna have to repeat this. This is like the sticking point always. And you can't recover without this right here. This pain, this discomfort, all this sort of stuff. You have to kind of go through it and be with it. And I think something helped me and may help you is viewing this is a sign that we're definitely it's working, right? Our eating disorder's rebelling. We're uncomfortable. If we were just totally comfortable and peachy, we probably wouldn't be working so hard. And don't use that for everything in life. But in this, I think it's a sign that you are going through what you need to go through to get to the other side. So don't give up. And if you're just gonna have to repeat it again whenever you try to recover again. So just 4 days binge and purge free, you're like the point, you know? So keep going, stay strong. And you will find relief. There will be relief someday. Another question was, what's the best thing about giving up bulimia? Or what's the best thing giving up bulimia has given you? Oh, that's such a good question. Lots of stuff, but I think confidence in my ability to change and grow. Because I think when I was bulimic, I was a completely different person, very different from how I am now. And it just showed me that something I thought was completely impossible and part of something I thought was core to my identity, something that was like, this is me, this is who I am, I'm such a messed up individual. That was never true. I just believed it completely. And then to have that ripped out from underneath me, like just know that belief is wrong and look at all the things that have changed because of what you did and you were able to grow and change. Having that dispelled was really helpful for me being open-minded in the future now and also trying to work towards other things. So business, that sort of stuff, future goals, traveling, like whenever I have self-doubt now, I think the nice thing about it is I also am like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's fine. And there's so much self-doubt and bulimia recovery and self-doubt in who I was as a person. And none of it was ever true. And I was always able to work through it. There are, of course, still core wounds and core self-doubt things I go through, but oh, I need to sneeze. Ooh. Nah, but having that experience of something that I thought was so just hopeless and it's me being absolutely wrong was really good for me. And then also being able to feel your feelings and tolerate discomfort and be with discomfort, I think it taught me a level of responsibility for myself and my actions. And I learned that, you know, not everything you think is true and not all your thoughts are completely rational and you can choose what you want to think on purpose. That was a life skill that I really needed. And also not binging and purging, you go through the act of feeling a super uncomfortable feeling and deciding not to act on it and do something else and finding other ways to co-regulate and self-regulate or cope and regulate. It teaches you again that like, how else can I handle stress and anxiety? And all those regulation tools are really helpful for other things in life. When I have a deadline I have to get done, or I have a project I need to do, or I'm uncomfortable, or I need to go to a social situation I don't want to go to. It shows me that like I can be with feelings and I'm gonna be okay. So that's really helpful. So I think that's what's the best thing that giving up bulimia has given me is like confidence and understanding that anything is possible. And then, when was the last time you thought, I am so happy to be alive? And what moment was that? That's a deep question, man, Noah. I had thought that recently. I don't remember the exact moment, but I thought that in the past few days. Was it Monday? I think it was Monday, yeah, because I did a run on Monday, and I got some family news that's not so great that like I don't know what's gonna happen from it, but someone close to me like is not in good health, and hopefully it's gonna be resolved, but it might not, and it just made me think a lot about my own life and you know how much I take for granted. And then going for runs, I was thinking for a second, like, man, I wish I was faster, I wish I was better, I wish I was running for longer. Why can't I do all these things that I want to do? And I was just like, you know what, you just ran for this amount of miles and your body was able to carry you through, and your body's still able to do something like that. Like, some people can't walk, some people can't do these things. The person that I love is in poor health and they'll never be able to run again, you know? And that just put it into perspective of how grateful I am for my life right now. Sure, my body doesn't always do what I want it to do. Sure, my life isn't perfect. There's still problems, but what a privilege it is to be alive. So I thought that within the past few days. You're catching me on like the uptick of my cycle. So I'm in a pretty good mood for these past weeks. Ovulation week, awesome. But still, it certainly helps. And I think what makes me grateful to be alive is thinking about, is really appreciating things in the moment, right? Of being grateful for what you have right now. And I've been really trying to just take it in, honestly, because I so rarely appreciate the present. I'm always in the future, always in the past, and I never take a moment to really observe what's going on around me and how fortunate it is that I get to be experiencing it. Someone said something during the retreat. They said, like, all of this will be a distant memory soon. And that is how the present works. So that's kind of the helpful thing about pausing, really. It's not just about stopping a binge urge, but when you pause, you're slowing down time because you're actually being present in the moment. And that's really beautiful. So it's answered all those questions. Those weren't exactly what I was expecting, but I like them all the same. Good for you, Noah, for being binge and purge free for a while. I know it's hard, but don't give up. This is the point where it gets real. All right, I guess I'll let you guys go if you don't have any other questions, but I hope you're doing well, and I really enjoy this group quite a bit, so thanks for asking. And also, this shirt was thrifted.